We have to.
We can't.
He's just going to keep bugging us until he does.
But you know how he gets.
Exactly. I know how he gets. That's why we have to let him do it.
Fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, William Lamb is going rogue.
I am William Lamb. Today is January 18, 2017. We are 2 days away from the inauguration of the 45th President of the United States of America. Some people like it, some people don't. Quite frankly, I'm thankful that the election is over. This has been one of the most embarrassing and toxic political climates that I have ever seen in my lifetime. People frustrated, excited, mad, angry, evil, perhaps, all because they wanted their person or their choice to win, and they did or they didn't win. Think about it for just a minute. People want it their way. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm all about democracy. I am thankful that we have a chance and an opportunity to vote in this country, but we have to own up to what happens when it's over. Now, if you want to protest, if you want to be upset, if you want to be angry, if you want to celebrate, do all of that. That's your right. We have the freedom of choice and the freedom of speech. But I think we have to pose a couple of other questions that need to be considered in this process. This week at our university campus, along with probably hundreds of other educational institutions across the United States, we're celebrating the memorial and the memory and the work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In 1957, he presented this question to a crowd in Birmingham, Alabama, and he asked this: life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? So let me ask you, what are you doing for others? Well, perhaps you might be a Kennedy fan. Early 60s, his inaugural speech, which lasted 13 minutes and 42 seconds, the fourth shortest speech in the history of inaugurations. Here's what he said: my fellow Americans, do not ask what your country can do for you, but what can you do for your country? Perhaps you need one more vote of encouragement. Margaret Thatcher, Prime Minister to the UK, shortly after accepting her role as Prime Minister, this British stateswoman makes this statement: where there is discord, may we bring harmony. Where there is error, may we bring truth. Where there is doubt, may we bring faith. And where there is despair, may we bring hope. If you've listened to Surfcast before, you remember at the end of every episode, I will make this statement: you are made for more. What does that really mean? Honestly, it means that we're probably able to give more than we're giving currently. We're probably capable of contributing in a better way than we're contributing currently. As a matter of fact, there's a good possibility that we could change the climate and the culture around us. Dr. Ron Hill, a friend of Lee University, recently spoke in chapel. During that chapel, he made this statement: your actions are important, but your reactions are equally important, because that reveals who you really are. What are people thinking about you when you respond or when you react? Do your reactions and your responses and how you treat other people encourage or discourage? Do they create a toxic environment, or do they create an environment where other people are compelled to be difference makers themselves? You know, Margaret Thatcher, great. John F. Kennedy, fantastic. Martin Luther King, absolutely awesome. Here's the question: what will be said about you? Will your leadership roles be influential at the stage of these folks' lives? The greatest leader ever known, my personal friend, Jesus, said it this way: a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I love you, you also are to love one another. You want to be a fantastic leader? Love well. You want to be a difference maker? Love well. You want to help people that live in the gutter? Love well. You want to bring some sense to the chaos in our world? Then love well. Remember, you're made for more.
You've been listening to William Lamb Goes Rogue, a Surfcast production. The thoughts and opinions on William Lamb Goes Rogue are those of William alone. Really, they're absolutely only his opinions, because we've let him do his own thing. Thank you for listening.